Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby is calling for changes in the way police misconduct cases are investigated and prosecuted.
The ultimate goal will be to provide the community with a seat at the table.
Mosby told an audience at Coppin State University yesterday that prosecutors should have a say in whether a defendant waives the right to a jury trial. The proposal comes after three of the officers who were charged in the death of Freddie Gray chose bench trials and were acquitted by a judge. Mosby says prosecutors should also have police powers.
Such powers include the ability to issue warrants, make arrests, and carry firearms.
Another proposal would allow federal prosecutors to bring charges in state court in certain cases. Mosby says she'd also like to see Baltimore residents put on police hearing review boards.
Replacing the typical police investigative team with one that includes impartial investigative representation from the police department, the prosecutor's office, state police, and the investigator and the civilian review board.
In reaction to Mosby's proposals, Police Commissioner Kevin Davis said in a statement that the department will consider all recommendations that serve to improve our processes and enhance our reputation in the community. Meantime, the company that operates the city's aerial surveillance program had recommended that police receive input from the public before putting a plane in the air. Emails obtained through a public records request indicate that persistent surveillance systems urged Baltimore police to brief the community before starting the program and evaluate the response. The public only learned about the program in August after Bloomberg reported that the plane had been flying over the city for months, taking more than 300 hours of video. Since the information became public about the surveillance program, we learned that even Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake did not have prior knowledge before the surveillance program was initiated by Police Commissioner Kevin Davis.
I learned about it shortly before the press event. I don't remember the exact date. We work very hard every single day to make sure that we are in constant communication about things that are vitally important. Sometimes things fall through the cracks. I don't fault him for that.
This we're talking about here is not an unmanned drone or a secret surveillance program. Some of the headlines of secret surveillance is irresponsible and purposely inflammatory. And that is inconsistent with the reality and the facts of this program.
That's Baltimore City Police spokesman T.J. Smith speaking to reporters at a press conference in August.
This is a 21st century investigative tool used to assist investigators in solving crimes.
Police Commissioner Kevin Davis defended the use of the aerial surveillance program and saying its implementation could have been handled better, telling WJZ Television,
"We had a media strategy. We had a strategy to have conversations with elected officials and the community at large about this. And then the Bloomberg article appeared. So in hindsight, with a great degree of thoughtfulness, do I wish we had an opportunity to do that before the story broke? Of course."
A former NSA contractor accused of stealing classified documents is due to appear in Baltimore federal court today. In a filing released in the case of Harold Martin, federal prosecutors call the scope of the crime breathtaking. The Navy veteran is expected to ask to be released from jail during his first public appearance in court since he was charged in August. And Columbus Day could become Indigenous Peoples Day in the city of Baltimore. The city council is considering a bill introduced by Councilman Brandon Scott after a suggestion from students at City Neighbors High School. Scott says it's not anything against Italian Americans, but about Christopher Columbus, saying, quote, "We shouldn't celebrate terrorists." I'm Julius White on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.